is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, another Trump loyalist likely on his way to a top government position. The Senate is expected to vote on the president's pick to head the country's main law enforcement agency today. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Kash Patel has long been a close ally of President Trump's, and there was concern when he was first nominated to be FBI director because the FBI is to be independent from the White House. Republican opposition to Patel's nomination never galvanized, never crystallized. He seemed on a fast track to confirmation from the start.
April 15th will be here before you know it, and we've learned President Trump's next round of government layoffs will target the IRS. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
More than 6,000 IRS employees are expected to have their jobs cut by the end of this week, according to a source familiar with the plans. Most are from just one division, the one that serves small businesses and the self-employed. An email obtained by CBS News says those being fired are, quote, not deemed as critical to tax filing season.
Hamas handed over four black coffins containing the remains of four Israeli hostages today. They're believed to include a mother, Shari Bibas, and her two young sons.
We stand here all together with a broken heart.
CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Everyone is watching this. There have been people out on the streets to honor the bodies being brought back home. It's a sad day, but I guess it gives some closure to the families because at least they're back. We know what happened to them, and they'll get a proper burial in Israel.
President Trump is calling Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator who not only started the war with Russia, but duped the U.S. CBS's Natalie Brand.
He goes on to claim that Ukraine talked the United States into $350 billion of aid to Ukraine to fight a war that President Trump says couldn't be won. CBS News and our confirmed team, we looked into the numbers. And according to the U.S. government's Ukraine Oversight Group, which has been tracking the funding online, the U.S. funding totals around or nearly $183 billion.
No jail time for the ex-president of Spain's soccer federation, but Luis Rubiales will have to pay the price for planting an unwanted kiss on star forward Jenny Hermoso after the women's team won the World Cup 2 years ago. CBS's Vicky Parker at the foreign desk.
Rubiales will have to pay an $11,000 fine over the kiss, which the court agreed did constitute sexual assault. But he and three co-defendants have been acquitted of coercion in connection with the case.
NASDAQ futures down 47. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see the morning if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Song. Good morning. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. I'm the Dan Marcus part of that. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Rolling on the river, seen a lot of Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no
is Timeless Hits. WRJN, Grand Funk Railroad, but then you already knew that. I'm Dan Marcus. If you thought the group that did Time Won't Let Me, you know that song? Time Won't Let Me, ooh. Time Won't Let Me, ooh. That song. If you could possibly recognize it from that singing. If you thought they were a one-hit wonder group, not really. They had one other hit, and that's coming up here in a couple of minutes, about half an hour, on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series at 9:45-ish here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Cue the cowbell. Thank you. Hugh Masekela grazing in the grass on this station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Charms out of Chi-Town. I always thought they were named after Buckingham Fountain, but that's not the case. We'll get Carl Giammarisi of the Buckinghams, an original member, on here sometime and explain how they came to get that name. But it's not what you think. But first, let's get Stuart J. Waddles and his stories, these updates from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A court found negligence earlier this month during the birth of Kamaya Minor in November of 2018. The jury found that the improper administration of Pitocin, a labor-inducing drug, resulted in severe brain damage leading to cerebral palsy and permanent disability for Kamaya. The case wrapped up earlier this month after a three-week trial. Racine Unified leaders are likely trying to learn how to avoid the same fate as in Kenosha. Following the rejection of Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum on Tuesday, Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to garner support for their referendum. That's at about $190 million and set for the April 1st ballot. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight what's in the proposal. Kenosha Unified leaders are saying they'll need to make difficult decisions in light of their funding failure. Three people have been arrested in three separate investigations into child sex abuse materials in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department says the suspects range in age from 20 to 30, and they include two men and one woman. Warrants were recently served in Racine and Union Grove. The suspects were identified through tips via the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says in a statement that his department is dedicated to combating child exploitation. There's been talk about eliminating the education department in D.C. How would that impact local districts like Racine Unified? Go deeper with the topic and learn more today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
I don't know.
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
It's WRJN. You've heard the expression one-hit wonder, right? Well, coming up is a two-hit wonder. And you know the first hit by this group very well. But you may not know the other hit, and that's the one that I'm going to play as a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget next on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theatre Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow-era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while, and I'm going to fix that right here, right now. This song by a two-hit wonder group called The Outsiders. Now, two-hit wonders means, yeah, they had one other relatively minor hit, and that's the song you're going to hear from The Outsiders. You know The Outsiders' first biggest hit, right? Yeah, you know that one, but they followed it up with a song that didn't do so well, and then this one, Respectable. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
What kind of girl is this?
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 She never, never been in love.
What kind of girl is this?
She's never been in love.
By The Outsiders, The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Another one coming up this afternoon at 1:45. The Outsiders, by the way, their lead singer is a guy named Sonny Geraci, who recorded with a number of different bands. That was also the guy who sang lead on Precious and Few. Remember that song? Now, this afternoon's Nugget is a song that has the lyric in it, "Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school." Any guesses on that song? Bueller? Bueller? Be here at 1:45-ish this afternoon for that one. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
For the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby,
chase it away,
I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
I'm uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
It's the
time to groove. I thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
Give up a tight
time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's the time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Thank
the Lord for you. Now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus gathering your wits for your Thursday and playing great tunes to help you get through it no matter what you're doing. Work, play, driving around, shopping, whatever. We're here.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
So-
make it easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
A woman
it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home. Got a second new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria.
RB Greaves did Take a Letter, Maria. I'm Dan Marcus. This group, part of the Happy Together Tour, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, August 10th. You're the Vogues on WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way, yeah. Since I met you, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. Yeah, 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 yeah. There may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after he called Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator, President Trump is throwing new shade on our neighbor to the north.
With the U.S. hockey players facing off against Canada in Boston later, President Trump has just posted on Truth Social that he plans to call them to spur them towards victory against what, Trump writes, will someday be America's 51st state, and referring to Prime Minister Trudeau as Governor Trudeau. As is so often the case with Donald Trump, it's hard to know if he's joking or if he really means it. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Mexico's president has just spoken out against Mr. Trump's plans to deport undocumented immigrants. Claudia Sheinbaum says her country will not accept, quote, an invasion in the fight against drug cartels. She also says Mexico will expand legal action against American gun makers. Lawmakers in the Senate are expected to confirm President Trump's pick to head the FBI today. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Kash Patel would be succeeding Chris Wray as FBI director, leader of this major law enforcement agency. Wray resigned his position just before Donald Trump became president, assuming he was to be fired by Trump. Trump had criticized Wray and has lauded Patel, who critics of Trump view as too close an ally to be an independent FBI director.
The remains of four Israeli hostages will undergo DNA testing at a lab in Tel Aviv after they were turned over by Hamas today. They're believed to be a mother and her two young sons and an 84-year-old.